they have a voice on the county board. A lot of people get the county confused with the city because my district is inside the city. But the issues that happened with the county, the courthouse, the Mary Davidson home, and the nursing home, and on, the landfill, I am their voice when they say, Pam, why is my taxes being raised? Why is the gate fees at the landfill getting raised? And I tell them, or if they have any input that they, and they call me. Don't think they don't. My phone rings, and I do answer. And I bring that to the county board, so I'm their voice.
Talking with Pam Davidson, she's an incumbent on the Knox County Board and then running for re-election. What do you see specifically with the county board, kind of the purpose or the mission of the county board?
Well, the county board is a part of the state, and it helps the state. The federal helps the state helps the county, and then the city. And it regulates the whole area, which comes into the city. So the county keeps things flowing from the court system, like I said before, with the zoning to the Mary Davidson home. You know, it is... I always say it's the meat of our statewide, our United States. You have to have counties to build up for each state.
Mm-hmm. Would you feel like the financial issue is the biggest thing in front of the board right now? Are there one or two other things that are really important to you right now, Pam?
Well, I truly, yes. The financial part is a big part of it. We don't have the money. Seems like we're always buying and adding on, but it's due to, a lot of it is due to the state didn't have the money, and it just trickles down effect. But with our, we have a very good board and a very good elected officials like Robin Davis, who we make sure the budget is balanced all the time. Sometimes we have to do hard things. We haven't done cuts, but we've made sure that across the board that it's 1% with our raises, you know, and we try to stay to that. And then with little things from even cutting down to what departments can't go out and have dinners or little things like that, from Chops Bacon said at our county board meeting, we even regulate paper clips. You know, we go down and we make sure everything's as lean as we can, and that's dollars.
Mm-hmm. What about one thing I wanted to bring up, the referendum for the 911 system? That's something that I know we've been trying to get the information out that people need to understand how important it is, and it's not all on the citizens of Galesburg or Knox County. Anybody that makes a purchase in Knox County from anywhere is going to help fund this thing.
Oh, definitely. When you go to the polls, please, 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 I'm begging you to vote for 911. The young kids, all they know is 911. Even the elderly, we have been pounded into 911. They even don't know about dialing a 7-digit number, and it affects lives. Every single life. When you use your cell phone, we need the updates. They do not even have the equipment to even fix what we have now. So when you think of your family, you should think about 911, because nobody knows when you have to use that system, and we need it.
You kind of mentioned this, Pam. I think one of the most important things people don't realize, like you said, county, city, that's kind of the meat of what happens in your everyday life. Your local government and state government has more effect than anything. People turn out for the presidential elections, not so much for these, but these are the more important ones. So I guess the big message, get out and cast your vote. You can do it now. You don't have to wait till election day.
Oh, definitely. Do not talk about it. Be at the polls and vote, or go and vote early right now, because you're right, Tom. This is the time that we need to vote for the government. the president elections are nice, but these are the elections that make the decisions for you.
All right. Pam, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.